whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Robert Wright, George Forrest και Maury Yeston, Grand Hotel.
Elisaveta Grushinskaya, a fabled ballerina on her farewell tour. Raffaello Ottonio, her devoted companion. Hermann Preising, a businessman reporting to his stockholders. Frida Flam, a typist, but not for long. Otto Kringelein, a bookkeeper looking for life. The young and handsome Baron Felix Amadeus Benvenuto von Geigern, a nobleman and a thief. There's nothing more useless on this planet than a nobleman without money.
Come, begin in old Berlin. on the street, making just enough to eat for a day, week, month, year, with a thousand bills to pay. They have us run to hell their cabs while they're running up their tabs, drinking magnums of champagne. And we pay for tips of a mark, franc, dollar, pound.
And the passion to win. I want the height and romance of adventure, cooled by the chill of the danger I'm in. My life must be a house of cards, getting higher and higher. A step across an endless space, a daring walk on a wire. Each day lived on fire. Let me be free to be all that I could be.
Good morning, Grand Hotel front desk. This is Eric Littenhour. Is that you, nurse? What's happening at the hospital? How is my wife? Oh, for God's sake, isn't the baby here yet?
Grand Hotel,
Grand
at your service,
at your service.
Grand Hotel, Berlin,
Grand
at your service.
Only for those with the courage to play and the money to pay.
Every bum and bitchin' all Berlin is rich except for us. Every bum and bitchin' all Berlin is rich except for us. Every bum and bitchin' all Berlin.
Έναρξη κι αυτή, ε! Όλοι οι πρωταγωνιστές της σπονδυλωτής μας ιστορίας παρελάβουν από τη ρεσεψιόν του Grand Hotel στο Βερολίνο του Μεσοπολέμου. Και όσο μπερδεμένο είναι το σενάριο, άλλο τόσο μπερδεμένη είναι και η πορεία αυτού του υπέροχου musical που ξεκίνησε με δύο και κατέληξε με τρεις συνθέτες να εμπλέκονται στη δημιουργία του. Βασισμένο σε μια νουβέλα του 1929 και σε μια κινηματογραφική ταινία του 1932, το έργο αυτό αποτελούσε όνειρο και προσχέδιο των Wright και Forrest, αλλά τα περισσότερα τραγούδια του τα συνέθεσε ο Μορ Γέστον για την πρεμιέρα του πλέον στο Broadway το 1989. Ένα έργο που άλλαξε πολλά πρόσωπα και εκδοχές, αλλά τελικά φαίνεται πως άξιζε τον κόπο.
From the hospital to the town of Berlin, I have taken the train here to begin my new life, though quite soon that must end. But until that occurs, I do intend to remain. I want to know
that I once was here, while all my faculties still are clear, and check into my room as I planned at the Grand Hotel. I want to sit where I can sit, stare life in the eye. I want to go to the Grand Cafe, where life begins at the end of day, and have them show me to a little table with a view. The sleek young men, the slender girls, they please my eyes. Perfumes from France and tropic plants around me rise. I listen to the swish of the silk, the tune the fiddle plays, and I feel gay and warm and free. This is Das Leben, this is La Vita, this is La Vie, the life for me.
What luck! Room 418 seems to be available. One of their very best. Welcome to Grand Hotel, old socks.
Thank you. Thank you, my good friend, I thank you. In this lobby, past these gold-covered walls, past the tapestries hanging, I'll walk miles of halls. I want to know that I once was here, while all my faculties still are clear, and break out of my shell, living swell at the Grand Hotel. At the Grand Hotel.
Yes, a general director prizing's room, please. The line is busy. All right, then. Please tell him that the typewriting person he ordered is waiting downstairs at the coffee bar. Thank you.
Tu as vu Jimmy?
J'ai vu Jimmy. J'ai vu.
Qui prefer tu, Jimmy?
Toutes les trois, Jimmy. Toutes les trois.
Maybe my baby loves me, loves me, loves me. But if my baby loves me, why does she treat me so mean? Maybe my baby wants me, needs me, craves me. But if my baby craves me, why am I looking so lean?
I can't sleep nights wondering where she is, with whom she is, for what.
I worry a lot.
Maybe my baby loves me, but oh, if so, why does my baby leave me crying alone in my cot? Maybe my loving baby loves me not. She didn't do bop the bop the babe. She didn't do bop the bop the babe. She didn't do bop the bop the babe. She didn't do bop, she didn't do bop, she didn't do bop the bop the babe. She didn't do bop the bop the babe. She didn't do bop the bop the babe. She didn't do bop, she didn't do bop, she didn't do bop, she didn't do bop, she didn't do bop.
Is that Lo Jazz hot?
Oh la la, c'est beau ça.
Another cup of coffee, please.
Mademoiselle, vous êtes très jolie. Je m'appelle Jimmy.
Je m'appelle Jimmy aussi.
Et toi?
Je m'appelle Flemchen.
Flemchen. Oh la la, Flemchen.
Excuse me, but are you French?
Are you kidding? Strictly American.
South Carolina.
North Carolina.
Mais nous habitons ici maintenant.
But this is Germany. Why do you speak French?
French? Was that French? I'm gonna kill the guy who sold us those German lessons.
Tell me about America. Is it really the land of opportunity?
Opportunity? What's that?
are the streets really paved with gold?
Honey, where I come from, they ain't even paved.
Flemption, has anyone ever told you you ought to be in pictures?
Funny you should say that. I keep telling myself that all the time.
Maybe my baby loves me, but oh, if so, what if my baby leave me crying alone in my cot? Maybe my loving baby loves me. Maybe my loving baby loves me. Maybe my baby loves me.
Tire, ras, va, tre e ci tire.
Fire and ice, passion and sheer perfection. On the stage, fearlessly flying. Cheers, bravos, all of the crowd enchanted. Grand applause, love never dying.
Ah, well, those years, worth all that I gave up. How was I to save up the life I let go in order to dance?
Fire and ice, passion and sheer perfection. In the wings, quietly sighing.
Oh, Elisaveta, it is not pennies I have saved. For 22 years I have invested everything you paid me, waiting for the day when time would run out and you would have no one to turn to but me. 22 years. For 22 years I have kept secrets from you. 22 years I've protected you from the harshness of life. Always feeling for you. Kind of love, dear one, come where the vines grow, come and we'll find a villa on a hill in Positano.
That face make a million men adore me and make 100 cameramen explore me. Is that the girl I see there right before me? I want to be that girl in the mirror there. I want to be that girl with golden hair up on a silver screen most everywhere in the world.
I want to go to Hollywood. Talkies, I mean the pictures. I want to have a hot time every night. Get out and raise a little Fahrenheit. Knock every duke and count and baron right off his sleeve. Oh, I'll be that girl that's understood. Oh, I want to go to Hollywood. I want to sing the blues. I want to wear nice shoes and drink illegal booze in every late night spot for the jazz hot. I want a breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. If I'm a big box office winner there, I'll be the most well-known Berliner there ever was. I want to go to Hollywood so I can get far away from Friedrichstrasse, my cold water flat, the sofa that I sleep on behind a screen, the noisy lodger in the next room, my broken hand mirror, my broken coffee pot. If things get broken, they stay broken in Friedrichstrasse. The worn out bristles on your hairbrush, the pennies needed for the heat every hour, and when you get sick, you stay sick in Friedrichstrasse, where you live with little soap and with hardly any hope. I want to be that girl in the mirror there. I want to be that girl with golden hair up on a silver screen most everywhere in the world. I want to go to Holly. I want to go, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. I have to go, I have to go, I have to go, I have to go, I have to go. I swear that girl in the mirror, that girl in the mirror is going to go to Hollywood. Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood. Hollywood.
Damn.
Once upon a time, a lad out upon a stroll came upon an old crow perched upon a pole. The pole stood at a crossroads. Which could the right road be? Caw, caw, said the crow. And then, what do you know? He blinked and muttered, Mephistophicles. Take the crooked path, lad, walk the crooked mile, skip the straight and narrow, it is out of style. Take the crooked path, boy, give yourself a break. No one ever made a living giving when he had the chance to take. Take, take the crooked path, lad, walk the crooked mile, on the straight and narrow, people seldom smile. On the bending lane, lad, you can live content. Take the straight and narrow, and you will forever wonder where the bent one went. Did he? Didn't he? Should I? Shouldn't I? Could it be that honesty's a flaw? I don't know, old crow. Where to go, old crow? Caw, caw, caw!
Marks a day. We're one step from the street, making just enough to eat for the day. Week, month, year. Some have not.
Courage to play and the money to pay. Buying life
called you Baron. Are you really a Baron?
Baron Felix Amadeus Benvenuto von Geigen. But for you, I wish I were a Duke.
You dance like a prince.
And you, Miss Flemshen, you shake a wicked leg.
Well, who couldn't dance with you? You sweep a lady off her feet, mister. Who couldn't dance with you? You are so beautifully on the beat, mister. The band is playing, we're on the floor. The music's there to be shared. I used to be frightened before, but here in your arms I'm not scared. Who wouldn't waltz through space? You keep a lady on her toes, mister. My steps place, but you make poetry out of prose, mister. So let there be rhythm and let it be loud. The tune can be smooth or bouncy or blue. I'll make you proud. Just watch me dance. Who couldn't dance?
I want to ask you a little favor.
Oh, yes, Baron, whatever it is.
Dance with Mr. Kringlein over there. He's some sort of innocent provincial who's made his pile, now all of a sudden wants to enjoy life, but doesn't know how. I'm afraid he's rather ill.
How can you tell?
When a man's shirt collar is 2 inches too big, it's a sure bet that he's dying.
Well, of course I'll dance with him. Mr. Kringlein?
No, Otto.
Otto, could I please have the next dance?
With me?
Well, yes, with you.
Well, I've never danced before. Since my uncle died, I've been the only Jew in Friedersdorf. Who on earth would want to dance with me?
Well, who couldn't dance with you? Sweep a lady off her feet, mister, who couldn't dance with you? You are so beautifully on the beat, you're doing very well.
I hope I don't step on your feet, Miss Flemshen.
Don't worry, Otto, you're as light as a feather.
I am? Well, yes, I suppose I am.
You sweep a person off his feet, lady, who couldn't dance with you? You're just so beautifully on the beat, lady, the band is playing, we're on the floor. The music's there to be shared. I used to be nervous before, but here in your arms I'm not scared. Who wouldn't waltz through space?
You dance to Jupiter and Mars.
You make a man feel 10 feet tall, lady. I may be short on grace.
You put our footprints on the stars.
But my heart, it's anything but small, lady.
So let there be rhythm and let it be loud.
I've dreamed about this since I was just 2.
And I have too.
I'll make you proud.
My heart will fly.
Just watch me dance.
And so will I.
Who couldn't dance with you?
So tell me,
Baron, where have you seen me dance?
Mademoiselle, I have followed you everywhere, almost throughout your career. London, Vienna, Paris, I've admired you, hoping one day we might meet in this way. But I never thought I'd get carried away. Oh, I knew you'd be beautiful, but not so beautiful. Why am I talking this way? Can this be real to me? Nonsense, my boy. You knew she'd be beautiful, but not so beautiful. Love can't happen quite so quickly, not unless I dreamed you beautifully and sweetly. No, don't look through me so clearly. I might very nearly lose myself completely. Who could ever have suspected would make me tremble so? I can't think of any answer other than if love comes, when love comes, you know.
What is this I'm saying? What is this I'm feeling? Like I'm getting drunk, looking in her eyes. Overwhelming face, utterly appealing. Never mind the truth, never mind the lies, never mind a thought in the world except love can't happen quite so quickly. I might very nearly lose myself completely. Who could ever have suspected trembling so? I can't think of any answer other than if love comes, when love comes, you know, and I
Love Can't Happen, ίσως το γνωστότερο κομμάτι του Grand Hotel, διαχειρός Moore Yeston, και παρόλο που ακούμε την ηχογράφηση του original Broadway cast του 1989, το ρόλο του Felix δεν τραγουδά εδώ ο πρώτος διδάξας David Carroll, αφού έφυγε από τη ζωή κατά τη διάρκεια των ηχογραφήσεων, όπως πολύ σημαντικοί performers στη δεκαετία του 80, από AIDS, αφήνοντας τη θέση κενή για τον άξιο, όπως ακούσαμε, αντικαταστάτη του Brent Barrett. Δίπλα του, στο ρόλο της Ελιζαβέτα, ακούμε την πληθωρική ερμηνεία της Λιλιάν Μοντεβέκη.
I didn't know it was possible for someone like this to love me, but suddenly now it is possible and you see. Bonjour, again I love, I love, it's love, bonjour. Bonjour amour, il m'aime, je l'aime et moi je dis bonjour. I know he's young, so many things about him aren't sure. But to be sure, I know my heart, and in my heart I sing bonjour à l'amour. This boy, this man, he makes me feel a girl again, bonjour. My joy, my fan, he puts me in a whirl again, bonjour. Already I think I am missing him, and I only met him last night. But how wonderful to be missing him, oh my love. My love, l'amour, bonjour. I can't believe you came to me, bonjour. Amour, bonjour, and nothing is the same to me, bonjour. It's true, perhaps, it all may be a little premature. but I am sure. I know my heart, and in my heart I feel there is a miracle of loving and a miracle of living, and I cry with all my soul to this amour.
Someone strong to lean upon when you're low. What you need is someone wise to count upon who will know. What I am is less than strong, far from wise or far indeed, but I could be with you close to me, a person somehow strong, in some way wise, like someone who you will need.
Sometimes the touch of strangers triggers a passion that penetrates to the spine and echoes through the soul. But in the morning, lovers are strangers again.
To buy drinks for everyone.
No, sucks. What you better do is put that money in a bank.
No. Sir, please, 2 glasses of champagne. I'd like your most highly regarded kind. It's the mooey something. I want to drink a toast with my friend here. My wonderful, loving friend who's helped me so much. You will take a glass with me, won't you, Baron?
Of course.
We'll take a glass together in celebration of our meeting,
in celebration of our being face to face.
Friendly,
civilized members of the race. I'll drink to you.
No, I to you.
You'll drink to me.
Then you to me.
I'm sure we too.
Oh, I know we too.
Could find no finer company.
Thank you, Baron.
We'll take a glass together, and we will lift it to the good light.
And as we're lifting it, we will most sincerely say,
Prosit! Your health, sir.
Salute!
And skål!
Nostrovia!
A votre santé!
this cold and careless day. We'll take a glass together.
I'll drink to you.
No idea.
Then vice versa.
Then vice versa.
I'm sure it's true.
Oh, I know it's true.
Things may be bad, but could be worse.
Absolutely.
We'll ask no why or whether. We'll spend each moment.
Yes, we will.
As it moves
as
us.
It moves
come,
us.
Come, my comrade.
Comrade.
Nip the nectar of the day.
Sweet nectar.
Sherry.
Campari.
Scotch whiskey.
Chartreuse.
A cognac. An absinthe frappe.
Here with the roses at the station. I'm here, Elizaveta, at the station. Here with the roses at the station. All my life I have wanted to be here. All my life I have waited to appear at the station with these roses. I'm here, Elizaveta, at the station. Here with the roses at the station. Here in my mind, but the seconds running out of my life, but the seconds running out of my life, I'm as close as I'll ever get to you at the station. Prizing, why did you struggle for the gun? Why did you need to have your wallet? Why did you need to keep your wallet? Why did you kill me for your wallet? Why? Elizaveta, I am here at the station. Here with you, dear, at the station. Here with the roses at the station. All my life I have lived as I wanted to. All my life I have had everything that I wanted. I spent my childhood in the fields, my boyhood on horseback. I was a soldier in the war. The bullets whizzed past my ear, but not one came near me till now. Till now, Elizaveta. Love can't happen quite so quickly, not unless I dreamed it beautifully and sweet. Elizaveta at the station. Here with the roses at the station. Red roses for passion at the station.
Once again, those two sworn enemies, love and death, come face to face and join hands.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her this earth-moving news? What can I say? How will she feel?
Officer, don't you see any word of this? Any word? Why, it could ruin Mr. Prizing's life. Just because he defended himself against the hotel thief.
Thief? The deceased was a baron.
How can I tell her what fate says she must lose? This truth so cruel must I reveal?
He was friendly to me as no other man was.
I can't get him out of my mind.
And then a man like Prizing kills him.
He was a complete swine, Otto.
How could you agree to go away with a man like that?
I wanted to get out.
Please, may I wash my hands?
You see, Prizing was going to give me 1,000 marks. That's enough for me to start a new life.
I never realized how important money was until I saw what it could buy.
Do you mean me, by any chance?
Oh, good Lord, no, Miss Flemson.
People come to that when you've been a year without a job and your clothes are out of date and you can't bear where you live anymore.
It's just that if you could go away with him hating him so much, then...
You're right, Mr. Kringlein. I've just got to find something else.
I have money.
Is it wiser she not? Tale so heavy with heartbreak, her newfound lover so soon is gone.
He was so young, so handsome.
Grand Hotel front desk. This is Eric Littenauer. Would I like to speak to my wife? God, yes, you mean she's right there? Well, of course, I'll wait.
Grand Hotel Berlin!
Gretchen! Well, what? Oh, thank God. Oh, God. I'm so happy. I'm so relieved. Should you be speaking? I can't hear you. What's that noise? That's him. That's our son. Oh, Gretchen, please, bring him near the phone. Hello, son. We haven't even thought of a name for you yet. Oh, son, you're going to have everything. Everything. I'm going to make sure of that. Welcome to life. Welcome, welcome, young Eric. You warm the world, give the morning a glow. You bring new light to a day that was darkening. Welcome, my son. How we will live. I'll show you all the boundless joy, the joy that living can give, that loving can give. Life can be grand, wide and high as the heavens. Life can be small as a seed in your hand.
No, Doctor. Miss Flemson's not at all like that. A
I'm really quite sure of it.
Don't be a fool, Kringleine. She'd leave you the minute your money is spent. Then where will life be?
Where it's never been before. Behind me. Excuse me, please. Miss Flemshen. Miss Flemshen, will you come to Paris with me?
Good Lord, you've got away with you. Good Lord.
Yes, but will you come?
You're awfully sweet, Otto. But I must tell you the truth. I'm afraid I'm pregnant.
Really? Well, that's wonderful. Miss Flemshen. Oh, you know, I've never seen a newborn baby before. You would give me something to look forward to. Please, I ask you again. Would you come with me?
Don't ask me, Otto. Tell me.
Fräulein Flemshen, you will come to Paris. You'll be taking the train there, next to me.
Oh, Otto, how can I refuse?
Sir.
Yes?
I have a new son.
A son? You see, there's life everywhere. Please, give him the silver cigarette case. It belonged to my friend, the Baron. Oh, take it. And Mazel Tov!
Mazel Tov to you too, sir.
Taxi for His Excellency, Mr. Kringleine!
Taxi for His Excellency, Mr. Kringleine!
Taxi for His Excellency, Mr. Kringleine!
Hotel Berlin, always the same. People come, people go. One life ends while another begins. One heart breaks while another beats faster. One man goes to jail while another goes to Paris. Always the same. Nothing ever happens. And swings, and life goes on. I'll stay one more day.
Και κάπως έτσι οι άνθρωποι συνεχίζουν να πηγαίνουν έρχονται και να μπαινοβγαίνουν στο Grand Hotel στο Βερολίνο του Μεσοπολέμου και η ζωή συνεχίζεται σαν να μην έχει αλλάξει τίποτα. Το μικρό αυτό αριστούργημα των Robert Wright, George Forrest και Maury Yeston απολαύσαμε σήμερα στην ηχογράφηση με το αυθεντικό cast της πρεμιέρας στο Broadway το 1989. Σε εκείνους και σε εσάς, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου. Από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο. Υπόκλιση.